Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Ah, gotta love the holidays. Folks from all over gathering around the dinner table, making new memories, sharing stories, laughs, and succulent beef. So satisfying that seconds are a given. Fact is, there's nothing better than the beautiful sight and unbelievable aroma of a mouth-watering ribeye placed front and center, cooked to perfection for your favorite people to savor. No matter what the occasion, the silence around the table after that first bite says it all. That's one heck of a ribeye. How's that for making memories? Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This holiday message funded by beef farmers and ranchers. The Oklahoma Beef Council reminds you, you can learn more about your checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Well, the cattle futures market today was mixed. Feeder cattle finished the day down 30 to 40 cents, with January at 144.32, about 50 cents off of their lows. Live cattle on the front end were higher. We're at 122.30, up 17. February up 27 at 125.90. So the live cattle market a little bit stronger, feeder cattle market a little bit weaker. And then the hog market today out in February was down 40 at 70.57. Late today, we had the cattle on feed report, which gave us the latest estimates there. On feed as of December 1st was 102% of last year, right in line with what was expected. The placement number, though, was 105%, while expected was 101%. So 4% more cattle placed in the feedlots than expected. And then the marketing's cattle coming out of the feedlot was right in line with expectations, right at 97%, which was what was expected. So with that big placement number and then cattle in the feedlots already at a pretty high number, there's some people thinking that the market might be under a little bit of pressure here, just given the fact that there are already a lot of cattle in there, and plus the big placement number combined could pressure the market, at least out the gate and on the live cattle this next Monday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to say thank you for a great 2019, and they invite you to be a part of Bell Ringer 33. The 2020 Bell Ringer sale will be happening the 8th and 9th of January, Wednesday and Thursday, at the front end of the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado. Host hotel for Bell Ringer 2020, Doubletree by Hilton on Quebec Street in Denver. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Today's grain market was generally quiet and mixed here. Corn finished the day up 1 to 1.5 cents. Corn, soybean rather, are up 2 to 3 cents. Chicago wheat down about 2 cents, and Kansas City up 2 cents. The March cotton continues to rally here at 67.96, which is up 38 cents. We haven't really done a whole lot of talking about the cotton futures market, but it's been on a pretty good run here, really going back to the first part of the fall. Till now, we rallied about 8 cents off of the lows. So, really good rally going back to the highs. We saw it in the middle part of the summer. Part of that is due to the U.S. and China trade deal. We do so much commerce with the Asian markets in terms of clothing production, etc. That's what's helping drive some of this demand. And this is again the highest levels really since it looks like the end of July at this point. Stock market today is shrugging off all of this impeachment talk. The March Dow Jones currently up about 98 points at 28,499, near contract highs here. If you look at just the cash Dow, the actual Dow, not the Dow futures, that market's at 24,498, which is also a contract high. So things seem to be going really well across the economic front.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.